Two quick comments. Number one, I think it's great for the new KPFKLC to consider the third of the Brown Act in terms of funding for the conflict. It's my understanding that as a 501c3 organization, you're not bound by the Brown Act to have unlimited public comment on every single motion. One item, although I certainly feel that there should be public comment accommodated when it's possible. Number two, I don't know if this is directly pertainable, but I know that 2 years ago, I was nominated by another body of another organization in absentia for a position that I did not want, and I wound up getting it, and I've been stuck with it for 2 years. I would caution that if somebody is being nominated and concerned in absentia, that to make sure that that person does really want to.
The Lawrence Reyes. I employed the chair and the other facilitator to please encourage Bob to use the order, because the vote taken on the previous motion is out of order. It is out of order. You did not receive 2/3, and it's a policy-setting motion. It's a motion that takes effect, and I really implore you to take a look at that. This way you do things, you can sound off on the right foot.
Catherine Burke, please.
Yes, one more public comment. 275. Just page 275. This is the last of the 15 initial public comments.
I'm Bernie Eisenberg. While I appreciate Dave Adelson's motion to get him on list of comments in, which I think is really critical, I think that the key idea is that listeners comment when there's something to comment that are positive. Not before we know what the nominees have to say about why they want to be nominated. I'd like to hear the nominees speak and then have more than half the time to ask questions. This period of listener comment should have been delayed after the nominees spoke. And I hope that in the future that this LSD will arrange materials and listener comments so that when a motion is made, listeners can comment on the motion and not before the
fact. I believe the first of the 2 15-minute district comment sessions at this stage, then we have until 9 o'clock, exactly 22 minutes, and we have
11.
10 candidates, it's 2 minutes per.
Didn't David say
9:15? Well, 11 includes Maria. Okay, so I would suggest that you have 2 minutes for each candidate. That's what we're left with, ladies and gentlemen. So we go in the order of the opposite order of their appearance on the ballot. Is any objection to that? There was a decision made by this body previously that we would conduct the vote at 9 o'clock. There was also a decision made by this body that at the end of the public comment period, there would be the remaining time divided equally amongst the candidates. That's what we're faced with. So,
and I just want to point out that Denali is not here yet, so it's unfair to her.
Can I hear you?
That's okay. Who gets it? Yeah, so you want to get it. Okay, reverse order of the appearance of the listener candidate in reverse order. Is any objection?
No.
Okay, Don Lyon.
I object.
That's very objective of you, Don.
I'm going to make this very brief, only because I have to. First of all, I want to congratulate the listeners, sponsors, and all the candidates change or did not want to see. This is a historic process that I'm proud to be part of. There was a comment earlier about top-down and centralization, but let me remind you that the bylaws that we passed actually create a national board, a Pacifica national board made up of representatives from every single area, and I'm kind of proud of that as well. Yes, there is power at the level where the licenses are held, but remember, in all five signal areas, we're going to elect four people to go to the national board, so that in many ways is bottom up, and whoever is selected to do that will have to be accountable to this board. In my own case, I will take, if elected, the decisions of this board to the national board, and I will reflect. The only possible exception would be where my own ethics or morals or sense of justice and right or wrong are invalidated, and then I would come back to the board and really struggle around that. This has been a hard struggle, but we have democratized. We have democratized. These bylaws are not perfect. We're not happy. I'm going to be voting in this vote for diversity. I'm going to be voting for diversity. I know many others on this board are going to be thinking, what is the character of our delegation going? And I've already told a couple of nominees that I'm going to be supporting them, not because they are people of color, but because they are competent, respected, capable people, and we do need to... Are my 20 minutes up? All right, so thank you so much for your support in the past, and I think we have a winning situation going here. Thank you.
John is a hard act to follow. First of all, I want to thank everyone for your vote of confidence. And I want to congratulate everyone who's sitting at this table tonight. Because I know that this is going to be a lot of work, but I know where your hearts are. I know that you want to get in there and do what is best for our community. I want you guys to know, if I'm not anything else, I'm honest. And one reason I think I was elected to the board is because I believe in transparency. And we have to be transparent about what we do, especially in the financial matters. And I'm going to have to say this, that now we're in a fund drive, but me, I paid my premium months ago, and I haven't gotten them yet. I haven't gotten the prizes yet. I think that's very bad, because a lot of people may say, why should I give again when I haven't gotten my premiums before? That's the first thing I want to attack. See, what kind of system is going on there so that we can get the premiums to our subscribers? Then we have to give them programming. We have to go out to the community. We have to bring them. We have to build a strong base, because we have a common humanity. And so again, I'm going to sit down, but thank you for your vote of confidence, and please be assured that we will do the very best we can. Thank you.
Margaret Preston.
No. I just want to apologize. Sorry, I'm not feeling too well this evening. But I do want to thank everyone and just let folks know that it is an honor and privilege to be a part of the local station board and community working with KKC and this community. I'm just going to kind of go through the questions that were highlighted earlier. I think in terms of the area of transparency, as Donna mentioned, I mean, that's part of the reason why we're all here, to really begin to take this station out to its listeners and to public board here as representatives of you all, and so we can't really make decisions on our own because we
make the students as representatives with you all, and that's sort of our role. We need to continue to keep that sort of top of mind as we are involved with the board, and if we go also to the national board level, to also understand that we are again representing not only the social patient board, but all the listeners here at KPFK. So I think in terms of the transparency and really respecting the will of not only the board, but the listeners, that's definitely an objective of mine in my role here. In terms of the issue of centralization or decentralization, I think that our election at the LSC is the first attempt at the decentralization of Pacifica, and we will continue to move forward in those efforts and continue to again involve the listeners from the local community as much as possible. I know that we are going to be involved in working with the local advisory board and continuing to again take that decision making process closer and closer to the listeners and involving them more and more in terms of problem solving skills. I think that's one aspect that I actually do sort of pride myself in. I'm always trying to figure out really how to make things happen and how to make things work. And I think that that's what we as a board need to do, is just really go out there and make it happen for KPFK and really ensure that we are extending our outreach and extending the work that we're doing so we continue to bring more people into the KPFK family.
My name is Jane Halloran, and I found out I wasn't elected. I demanded a recount. I just want to address some of the questions. I want to absolutely thank every single person that I campaigned with, because you're all fabulous and dynamic and energetic and exciting, and I think we have a great board. And thank you for whoever you are who voted for me. Now, in terms of transparency, I think it's absolutely essential. We're starting new. We have to have all the transparency we can get. In terms of decentralization, how can KPFK grow if we don't decentralize? We must be heard, and we must be a strong voice. And when I was read the letter today of how we were to run the system, I was rather shocked at the scriptness, let us say. I think their lawyers have something to learn at Earhart and Edge, but I'm not sure. Now, in terms of the right-wing media, whoever asked that question, that's a major thing we have to watch for. Why should you vote for me, my fellow people? My fellow people as opposed to the animals. Because I have no agenda. I'm not on either slate, and I've worked with people on both slates. And I've worked well with them for years. I don't have an agenda. I don't even have the background of all the Michigan that have gone on here for the last 2 years. And I think you need that. I think you need somebody who is willing to do that. And I am. I'm going to be fair and count on. Thank you.
Here we have Samali. Thank you very much for coming. I wanted to thank both the listeners here who came tonight and tell the board how excited I am to be on this board. I am so excited to have a board that is full of rational, reasonable people. And when I was urging other people to vote to run for the board, and they said, oh, it's going to be horrible. I said, not if rational, reasonable people run and get elected. And they said, no, that's impossible. And I said, well, why don't you run? But I think that we can get a lot done, and work does not have to be a painful time. It can be a really glorious time, because we do have a democratic process in effect. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about was relating the liberals to the national, and how as a national representative, the important thing to me is taking whatever the local people say and representing that to the national. But even more important, important is making the national realize that the reverend has to actually make a difference, that we have to have functions and do things that are important. Otherwise, nobody's going to want to serve on this board if we're just window dressing. And that we have to, the people on the national have to force the national to make the local board responsible and do actual work. And the last thing that I want to talk about is that in voting, I am going to look for, and I hope most people will look for, diversity and also skill for people who are bringing the national board. And I think that Donna Warren is a perfect example of that, of bringing financial skills. And I, of course, would bring my legal and organizational, even more importantly, organizational skills to the national.
Thank you very much. I guess I want to start by thanking my mother for having two children. There's a couple things I want to say. I want to say, first of all, that I really support the Toledo Ladies. And I want you to know that before I talk about myself. Because I think we need some pressure at that level. I think it needs to be heard not just here, but I think it needs to be heard nationally. Secondly, I want to say that if I'm on the national board, the one thing I'm going to make sure that doesn't happen is that there will not be a common revolution. We won't let the bad guys take it back, because I know that's a kind of continuing struggle. I'm going to make sure, if I'm on there, that people here are informed about what goes on and that we're accountable to you for the decisions and the discussions that go on at the national board level. I think the role of the national board is to strengthen the local areas, to strengthen the local stations. That's the role of the network. I think we have to keep in mind two things when you're on the national board. You have to represent the perspective of here from Los Angeles, and I think these are important perspectives, this being one of the largest cities, the largest listening areas in the country. But secondly, I do think as a national board member, you do have to think about the whole network. You really have to think about the larger national voice that we're projecting. And I think that's part of what I'd like to do, is be able to represent us here in Los Angeles on that board, but also to have bring our perspective towards developing the national network, which I think is important, and it's still a work in progress in terms of diversity, in terms of financial accountability, and in terms of governance.
I guess we should congratulate ourselves. This just wasn't experiment in democracy, as they say. You know, democracy is never perfect. But I'm a little disappointed that we only have 3,700 ballots. That's like 20% turnout. And when you do worse than national election, that's saying something. Okay, so I think we have a lot of work to do on that, on, you know, broadening the scope, getting more people involved, and really getting a real true democracy. I also agree we need more transparency, we need more participation, and I do wish there was a bit more notice, so more people could have gotten involved with these PMD auctions. You know, maybe that's unfortunate because of the court order, but I hope we do it better the next time around. One of the things that, you know, if I do get elected to the PMD, I would like to see a really thorough and Nobles Bar search for a new executive director. I think that's going to be very important. I'd like to get somebody really talented, guy or girl, who really wants to see Pacifica grow and has some definite ideas about how to grow this network. Because it has tremendous potential. But I don't think it's really realized that after these losing battles that we've had in the last few years. So that's going to be one of my prime number one motions to make, if I do make it. And one last thing. I would like to see more outreach, you know, not just during elections, but year-round. I mean, there was, during the whole election cycle, I don't think there was one forum in East LA, okay? And I don't think that's good, okay? Especially if we're still disbanded by the program. All right, thank you.
non-commercial broadcasting, which was restructuring the innards of the station and making it run more like commercial broadcasting and use commercial standards of success. It was essentially a structural adjustment. And you can have whatever lesson you want to have a structurally adjusted economy, and it'll still do things that are reactionary. If you look at the bylaws that we've got, many of the powers of the local station board are actually less than the kinds of things they actually did in the past before the structural adjustment. In particular, they specify that the board will have something to say about the way programming decisions get made and some things about programming. But the question of the internal structure of the station more generally, the operational questions, those decisions are arrogated to the national board. Now, this structural adjustment that happened largely to the seduction by the executive staff of the national board, telling them that they ought to be in control. Now, we're going to restructure it so that when you make a decision, it gets executed. And I don't find anything particularly progressive about that corporatizing approach. The thing that I noticed in Pacifica is that positions polarize almost immediately, and people argue from positions, not from interest. I think we have to reconsider a lot of those things. I think the national board members have to make sure that the local board members become activated in discussions about how the station is organized. And there are a lot of different models out there in the grassroots radio community world. There are a lot of different things that are worth considering and accepting the way this is just as done as inappropriate. In 1995, that board closed the books to anybody who wasn't a confidential employee and closed it from the union. We need to have the books open, and there are a lot of other things that need to be done to give this board the power. I want to see this board activated. It'll only be useful if everybody who's sitting on this LFP feels that their actions are going to have a real impact, and so that will be the responsibility of national board members to make that happen, and the collective that will hold monthly office hours for the public in addition to board meetings.
For the staff candidates, again going in reverse order as they appear on the ballot, beginning with Margaret Kostek.
Okay. Thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank. Can everybody hear me okay? Okay. I'd like to thank all of you who are sitting out there for actually putting up with all of this until now. Really, you know, I have a new girl on the block coming to meetings, and I'll have to admit this is indeed my first board meeting and seeing everything that goes on. I really have to hand it to y'all for sitting there and being really patient. And to the members of the board, congratulations to everybody. You know, I think that there is something to be said. I know I'm running as a staff candidate. I'm a volunteer staff candidate. I'm unwaged. And the work that I do outside of KPFK is very much grounded in the grassroots and in the unwaged sector. And I think there is something to be said for eyes from the bottom up. You know, from the people who have the least power, because you tend to see a whole set of things that perhaps somebody who is in a position they have to defend or whatever may not necessarily see. And it's not to put anything down. I think that a lot of the people here are, you know, are just terrific. I ran a one of two staff candidates, not only because I don't think anybody should run unopposed, you know, Sonali running unopposed, it wasn't really, you know, the reason, but also because I know that one of the things that I haven't heard tonight and that concerns me is the movement and the movement for change. Pacifica to me is an organization that is to represent and speak for and give voice to the movement for change. And whatever we do on the board, I think that is what's going to keep us honest. I interviewed Harry Belafonte the other day. He said he works every day to speak the truth and to be honest. Power can be very corrupting, no matter how good you are. And for those of us in the grassroots, for somebody like myself, I work every day at it because the hierarchy that exists out there in the world is right here in our organization and in our staff, and it has to be a daily work to address it. The issues of diversity, that hasn't been mentioned. It's a problem. It's something that I think we have to address. Transparency, financial, and otherwise is something that I think we have to address. And the power cannot be concentrated only at the top. People have spoken about decentralization. My time is just about up, so I don't have to say that. I think it's pretty obvious that that is primarily where I'm coming from. I think we have to have more community-based radio and organizing in South Central and East LA and all over the place. And I think for those of us who are here on the board, that our first accountability, as far as I'm concerned, should be to you, the listener, and to building the movement to change. The Civica is not a career move. Being on the board or being on the
sorry to keep everyone waiting. I was at another event double booked, but I'm glad to finally be here. And my primary reason for, well, I have to, so my husband asked me, you know, you chose 3 more years of this because I've spent some time on the local advisory board already. And to me, one of the most important reasons for being a representative on the national board is to look at issues of accountability with respect to management, particularly with finances and abuse of power. And in terms of staff rights, and when I say staff, the definition of staff has not changed to include paid and unpaid staff, and that is a very important change. And so when I run, and as I sit on the local station board, and as much as I can be, I would like to be a representative of all of our paid and unpaid programmers and try to represent as best to my ability the interests of both groups and try to figure out a way to build bridges. Pacifica has always had staff management tensions, and I think there's a reason for that, and that reason is that, you know, we have a lot of issues, we have a lot of power concentrated in a few, and one of the most crucial things we can do on this new board is for a very truly representative group of people to come together that are representing listeners, staff, paid staff, and unpaid staff, and come together and say, okay, in all of our interests, what do the books look like? What do the finances look like? Who makes the decisions based on who should get hired and who shouldn't get hired? Who makes the decision based on who should get reviewed and whether those reviews should be acted on? And I think those are absolutely crucial issues, transparency and accountability. And I hope that I can serve in as best as possible, whether on the national board or simply here on the local station board. Thank you. And I'm really, really tired.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us up to 9 o'clock, the time previously agreed upon for the vote. And I'm told that KT will collect the ballots once you've completed them.
There's going to be no questions.
KT will come and give you a quick orientation.
Can you put the on FTV while they're filling out their ballots?
Now, how many of you are familiar with the concept of instant runoff voting?
Yep.
That means that when one office is filled, it has to be done by a majority of votes. So if you have more than 2 candidates, instead of putting an X by the name one candidate, you enumerate your preferences among those candidates. Only the number one vote gets counted, but if nobody has a majority of number one votes, then the candidate with the fewest votes is eliminated, and the second choice of each of those voters is then in effect. So I hope all of you on the board are clear that you're to enumerate your preferences.
To rank
your favorites. And the staff is a separate ranking. The staff vote, since there's only one seat to be filled, for the staff director, that's instant runoff voting.
And no double rank. No double ranking.
Yeah, we have no double ranking, unlike the sort of crazy rules we had in the general election. Now, the other seat, the three listener seats, are actually voted on the same way by ranking them. But instead of one half of the votes, it takes one quarter of the votes plus one vote in order to get elected. So we have 23 people voting here. So that would be 22 voting. So that would be 8. Right?
No, you're wrong.
Is it 7? No, because 3 people would get 7. It would be 8 votes required.
7.
For election.
7. 6. 1. 6. 1.
1. All right. Okay. That's right, because 4 candidates can't get 7.
Right.
I don't. Yeah, so 7 is the number of votes required for elections.
24 candidates can't get 6 votes. 4 candidates,
24 votes. Okay, so I'm pondering that. Everybody, please make sure that for the listener ballot, you have ranked 1, 2, 3. Because those are the number of seats available.
Right.
And for the staff, you pick 1.
I'm sorry, I mixed my idea. 6 votes that are required. Because that would add up to 18 for 3, and so the number one speaker would get 6 votes.
Okay. I'm sorry. For the staff, please use your staff ballot. Please use your staff ballot. You will be turning in 2 ballots. Because I know, remember I made that mistake and I left the staff on the general ballot? Okay, so you will have 2 ballots. One for the listener name and one on the staff ballot. It says on the top, staff ballot. There's one name on there.
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds like
people
say you just vote for 3,
but you can vote. No, there's 3 elected, but you can fill out numbers for every candidate.
For every checkbox.
Yeah. That's the most effective way to cast this kind of ballot. All right. Has everybody voted?
Yes, we have.
Okay, I'm going to start at one end.
Start over here, Casey.
Wait, so please, you guys are going to hand it to someone else.
I think I can.
You have to tell me the threshold is 7.
No, the threshold is 6.
6.5 plus 1.
It has to be, you don't round down.
You did.
No.
5 by 4, you get 6.5.
So you round it down.
Right.
It's gonna work.
Yeah, it's gonna be what it is. It's gonna be what it is. Exactly.
Threshold can make a difference.
We do need some witnesses.
Okay. Now, listener comment. Do we have an ongoing list? Who's doing the list? Sarah, do you have the list clip board for the list? Okay. Who is signed up?
Nobody wants to talk.
Okay, nobody wants to talk. This is like final. Nobody wants to talk. While accumulating, Ethel is a good suggestion. While accumulating the names for the listener comment period, you proposed that a chair pro tem be selected by this body to both appoint a recording secretary and conduct the remainder of the meeting.
Nominations
are Jan, you're a
member? Well, you know, I just...
Inviting
it's a great idea. The problem is, well, I guess the chair pro tem can be whether elected or unelected, so I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Second motion.
Okay, so that motion is seconded. The motion is that a chair pro tem be selected at this stage. I will presume that, working on it. But that was to conduct the rest of this meeting as well as pursuant to the agenda to select a reporting secretary.
Point of information.
David Olson and then Don.
So, if we're planning a first chair pro tem, does that mean we're going to pick someone who wasn't even a candidate and do it before we find the result?
Yes.
Yeah. It doesn't matter whether or not they're a candidate, because it's just
me and they're
elected, they can't serve.
Do we do it in writing?
The nominations for a pro tem chair are submitted on the local forum, is that right? Or do we do it orally?
To those attending, please, before I present the meeting here, if you wish to carry on conversation, please do it outside. Thank you.
Okay, all those in favor of proceeding with this, if you can raise your hand. Also, everybody, first of all, everybody needs to fill out those contact sheets that are in your packet. Everybody, I have to send them to the national office tomorrow morning. Fill out your contact sheets. Now, I need you to know from this body, do you want to proceed with an election of a chair pro tem?
Yes.
Oh, any objections to that? Israel?
No, I suggest the way to this vote and how to vote to do that. But more important is that we need to have notes of the meeting. We did not have a recorder so far. So I would hope that someone, even right now, would take the central middle school.
It's being taped for
it. Okay, so it's extracting the tape recording and the emotions and the issues that we've been through.
Yes, okay. Now,
okay,
now, with the culture, if there's no objection to moving on with the chair pro tem, any nominations?
I have a
okay. Don?
I nominate for a chair pro tem of this body, Sarah Amir.
I'll second that.
Okay, any other nominations? Did you choose to?
I accept.
Okay, any other nominations?
I nominate Maria Rubin.
Okay, she declined. Any other nominations?
I nominate Margaret Gresser.
Our vote so that if for instance, if Margaret is successful, then we can just have a second person in that way.
She doesn't want it. She doesn't.
Oh, okay. So I'm just saying, well, for whoever, then we can nominate people who are candidates, and then if they're not successful, if they are successful, we go to the next one more person.
Yeah, I think that's
so that we don't waste time here.
Okay,
so Jim?
How can I do?
I was going to nominate
okay, but he's a candidate. Any other nominations? Who is the second one? Sarah and who else?
That's it.
Sarah? Okay. If there are no other nominations, all those in favor of Sarah Amir as the chair pro tem, raise your hand.
I guess I.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Was your hand up?
My hand's up, yeah.
1, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. All those opposed? All those abstaining? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so you have the grand pleasure of organizing the next meeting.
Oh, thank you.
As we're all waiting, I'd like to propose a motion to the Localization Board that we thank Lydia and Dave for organizing this meeting. And for
my friends are waiting before me with drinks as we speak. No, Casey, how's Casey doing? Is he?
She's
had a lot of help.
Yes,
Margaret.
She'll be appointed physically.
Yes, Margaret wants to make a general comment.
Yeah, I mean the thing that I just wanted to say generally, since this is our first meeting, is that the election process itself, at least from where I sat, was somewhat disturbing. You know, we had different slates, you know, various charges were made, some were, you know, substantiated. And there's a way in which I felt that as Pacifica, as a movement organization, we were sort of getting into politics that happened out there that we don't want in here. And I guess I'm making an appeal to the newly elected board and also for you, the listeners, to be monitoring us to make sure that we really are thinking and voting as individuals. You know, and that the whole idea of the voting block and the slates and that kind of business, we really leave at the door so that we really all work together and pull together to do what's best for Pacifica and not fall back to the Democratic Republican.
And also the OSB members who have not picked up, I see some have not picked up their bylaws packets. Please do so. They're over here if you haven't gotten them. Now, Sarah, one of the things that you are charged with is setting the next meeting, and that's the other thing we wanted to leave here with. So perhaps I should turn this over to you, and you can, you're now the chair. Discuss the next meeting to elect the other officers. By the way, I was reminded today that the secretary and treasurer do not have to be members of this lab, of the LSC, excuse me, I have to get used to it, of the LSC. They can be any listener, any member in good standing can run as the LSC secretary, recording secretary, and as the LSC treasurer. For that reason, there needs to be the proper notice. That's one reason, even if we had had a long meeting, we could not have elected it at this meeting because that was not announced. The listeners were not made aware of the fact that they could run for that. And so, just so you're aware of that when you announce it, but the next step is to elect the chair, the vice chair, the secretary, and the treasurer.
And how do we proceed with that?
Sarah Merritt.
Oh,
he's now the chair.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The chair, so you really want to have a meeting for that, right?
Yes, and the meeting should be set within
minimum of 10 days,
and minimum of 10 days. Okay, and do you need a secretary right now? Because somebody needs to record the meeting.
So, Chuck, you can appoint a secretary for them right now as well.
Okay. Do we have any volunteers for secretary pro tem?
I volunteered.
Terry Goodman, you can volunteer. So, all in favor of Terry Goodman being our pro tem secretary? Any others? No other volunteers? One, two, three, no other volunteers. So all in favor of having Terry Goodman as our pro tem secretary. All opposed.
Yeah, why would the
voice come in the mouth? Opposed? Abstained? One. write that down. You write that thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, stop.
Because I think everyone on this board is absolutely committed to having agendas fully posted 10 days in advance, and because I think we're all committed to transparency where agendas are available to listener sponsors so that they know what to expect when they come to meetings. I don't know if this should be a motion or a suggestion, but our next meeting will be on Sunday, February 29th in the afternoon,
yes.
And that between now and Sunday, February 29th, we post broadly to listener sponsors the positions of secretary and treasurer, so that listener sponsors who wish to submit their availability to the board will have the opportunity to do so.
Oh.
And that we receive and finalize those listener sponsor applications on the afternoon of Sunday, February 29th.
So, is this a motion?
I move. I so move.
Is there a second? Second, Chernoff. Carrie? Carrie? Chernoff second this motion. Do we understand the motion? John said that the next meeting be on Sunday, the 29th, in the afternoon, and we need to pick a place.
Motion for discussion.
2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, if possible, okay?
And I accept that as part of the motion. 2 o'clock.
When the amendment, okay.
29th of February?
29th of February, next Sunday. And we'll. Okay, that's the motion. Is seconded. Any discussion?
I believe,
yes, sure.
I believe in that motion was that if all were those who might be interested in serving as secretary of the country,
yes. And that's the second part of the motion.
Correct.
Okay. Any other discussion?
I'd like to say something.
Where? Okay, shoot.
I'm concerned about the adoption of the book of the agenda. I'd like there to be an open process in that fashion. Is there some way that listeners can make suggestions for agenda items, and how will the agenda actually be written?
Shall we set the agenda tonight for this next meeting?
Yes.
That would be good. We are all here. We can set the agenda for the next meeting, and we can also announce it. We are within the time frame. Is that okay?
I want to say something. Don't we have to do 15 more minutes of public comment before we adjourn this meeting?
We had a chance. Nobody wanted to
speak. Yeah, we called for it. Okay?
I have one.
Yeah.
I would.
There wasn't a listening because. Okay, so please, we have to leave it. 9:30 is the time we have to end this meeting.
I would move that we not elect the secretary and the treasurer at the next meeting. That we just elect the chair. That will give us a little bit more time to look.
I'm sorry, Jen. There is a motion on the floor. Let's discuss this motion.
Point of clarification. Maybe I can. Actually, in some ways, Jan is correct. I may not have been clear. At the February 29th meeting, we would receive all of the applications from listener sponsors. We would, whatever they want to submit, making themselves available. But I did not include that we would choose at that time. It seems like we will need to look at that board meeting on the 29th. We'll need to look at the qualifications and skills and talents of these people and so on. So I am consistent with Jan saying that we might not elect the secretary and treasurer on the 29th, but we will finalize. That will be a cutoff time for applications.
But we definitely need to select a chair.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
The process cannot go on
I think that we can elect a chair, but I'm not even sure that we would want to cut off nominations at that day. So I think we should do try to have our members and listening community to do a little bit of outreach.
That's what it is from the motion, India.
And I also want to mention that rather than use the ballots that I included in the packet, which were only for the youth tonight, that you create your own ballots, I will send you by attachment what Terry Barisha sent me, which are these ballots basically, and or you can ship to you, but you can keep your packets, but anyway, save yourself a little time and paper. But anyway, there is like a whole procedure for this as well. Thank you, Lydia.
Margaret.
Yeah, just in the spirit of transparency, could it be explained why not elect, all of the officers at the next meeting? I mean, people who have been involved in the KKK politicking for a while may have reasons behind these various proposals, but for some of us, it's a little unclear.
The way I understand is there is a motion on the floor that it says that we don't have to elect the new officers and we'll get nominations. But if you want to put forward another motion that we elect the officers, you can do that. Are you moving to elect our officers?
It's a good question that Margaret Prescott brings up. The reason we might not choose treasurer and secretary at the next meeting, I actually support choosing a permanent chair and a permanent vice chair, but the reason we might not choose secretary and treasurer is that they may be listeners sponsors who make application between now and February 29th, and we may not be able to fully evaluate and go over all of those applications. Therefore, I would say that at the 29th meeting, we choose a permanent chair. I will nominate Sarah Amir for that. So we would choose a permanent chair and vice chair, but we might not choose secretary and treasurer only because we may need more time to evaluate it.
Okay. Margaret, is that okay?
And I don't know about the evaluation part, but there's no process for vetting such candidates, except that you do have to confirm, as we did with the election, that they really are members of Pacifica. And so, you're going to have to work them in the station to find out, so you do need a little bit of time.
Okay, there is a motion on the floor. It's seconded, and we have discussion now. Terry, do you want to read the motion again?
Here. Yes. Resolved that the next meeting of the KCSK and LSP shall be on the afternoon of February 29th at the time and place to be determined, and that proper notice on air and on the KCSK website be given, including the announcements that the LSP officer positions of the secretary and the treasurer are open to any member in the state and area.
Okay. Now, all in favor of the motion? Favor of the motion. Okay, and then you are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Do I count myself to this here?
Yeah.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. All opposed. Abstain. 1, 2, 3, 3 Okay. The motion is carried. So now
Somebody has a hand up.
I understand that we have to notice the full agenda for the meeting, so I'm just hoping that we can have an item where we, or a manner for everybody on the board putting out what their particular priorities are work so we can organize the agenda in a sensible way. And I don't know the best way to do that, perhaps to do it ahead of time, but an agenda item where we will discuss the board's priorities and come up with a motion for
okay, why don't we stop this discussion now, and we have the election results. Let's go through that, and then we pick the discussion.
And we have to adjourn.
So, what happens to the agenda?
I don't know.
Okay,
let's do this.
Okay, Casey.
Well, the people who watched the hand transfer of the ballots found it quite fascinating, and taught many of them about how it works. If you have any more votes than this, then it's better to use computers. Anyway, there are a lot of fractions. Anyway, our staff director will be Sonali Kalhakar. Listener sponsor directors will be Julie Chavez Berrien,
okay, together, and I can also gather information from the listeners, and we can share them together. Okay, we need to have 7 days notice on the agenda. So please send me your agenda items by this weekend, and please make sure you title it agenda for KTSK board meeting. Otherwise, I get thousands of emails and I won't open it. Okay? Okay. Any agenda items that you want to put on that Terry can write down and be Harrison.
I think it's really important that the first things that we work on are things that we can agree about so that we can get off to a good start of working together. I would like to suggest that we consider the possibility of what we can do with the outreach committee. I think that we all agree that getting more sponsors, more listeners is something that we all can work on together. And so I suggest that we talk about constituting an outreach committee.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. One more minute. Any other suggestions?
Carry out.
Okay.
Yeah. In general, a big topic on that.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Creating committees.
Creating committees. Great. Creating committees. Okay.